John 3, verses 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. As we talked about yesterday, our sin separates us from a holy God. We have a debt against God that we cannot pay. Our situation is more desperate than we think, but our God is kinder than we know. Motivated by love, Jesus takes the initiative. Far from standing back and watching us mess up, he chooses to join us in our filth so we can join him in his family. The eternal God is born into the confines of a human body, with hands and arms and feet, fully God and yet fully man. God comes close in a human body like ours so we can identify with him. And we find out he's nothing like we thought he was. He's unspeakably holy, and yet he's unimaginably kind. He hangs out with sinners and nobodies. He heals the sick. He raises the dead. He lives the perfect life that we don't even get close to living, obedient to the Father and never once sinning. And then he chooses the cross. And on the cross, he willingly takes all our sin on himself. Everything we've ever done and said and thought that's wrong, he takes the punishment that we justly deserve. Our debt against God is paid by God himself. And on the third day, Jesus walks away from the grave. What looked like defeat is uncompromising victory. Death and the power of hell are beaten, and the path back to God is open to all, regardless of guilt or background, all because of Jesus. That is the gospel. It's the best news we could possibly hear. But we each have a response to make. It involves admitting we've done wrong, believing that Jesus died on our behalf, and making a commitment to follow him. Have you done that? If not, we'd like to give you the opportunity to do that now. If the things you've reflected on this week have struck you as true for the first time, if you'd like to accept Jesus as your Saviour, why don't you pray this prayer quietly after me? Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for going my own way instead of your way. I acknowledge there's nothing I can do to save myself. But Jesus, I take you at your word. I believe you are the Son of God who died to forgive my sin. From now on, please take first place in my life. Lord Jesus, I want to know you personally. Fill me with your Spirit and help me to be the person you made me to be. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer for the first time, know this, it's not the end. It's just the first chapter in a wonderful adventure of following Jesus. As we'll see next week, there's so much more to come.